Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a fascinating financial story from one of the biggest names in tech, Meta Platforms.
That's right. Meta's been making waves, not just with its social media empire or its metaverse ambitions, but with some significant financial disclosures. They're signaling massive future investments, especially in artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. And this isn't just a minor budget tweak, the projections suggest a major strategic pivot in how they're allocating resources. They're clearly aiming to be at the forefront of what many see as the next big technological wave.
But this forward-thinking strategy comes with immediate financial implications. Two key announcements have really got the financial community talking. First, a projected significant increase in total expenses, particularly by 2026, driven by AI.
And second, alongside those future projections, they reported their third quarter results, which included a rather striking one-time tax charge that noticeably impacted their net income. It's this combination of an immediate accounting hit and projected massive future spending that's really stirred things up.
And the market certainly reacted. Meta's shares saw a dip in extended trading following the news. It seems investors are currently weighing the concerns more heavily than the potential positives.
It's a classic investor response, isn't it? They're looking for growth and profitability, and when a company signals huge future spending while also reporting a significant hit to its bottom line, even if it's a one-time event, it naturally leads to a reassessment.
To really understand Meta's financial picture right now, we need to unpack both aspects, the immediate accounting event and the long-term strategic vision driving the future spending. One is an accounting adjustment, the other is a proactive, capital-intensive bet on technology's future.
Exactly. Let's start by dissecting that immediate financial event, the one-time tax charge. In their third quarter report, Meta disclosed a net income of $2.71 billion. That number itself is noteworthy, but it was overshadowed by what they termed a one-time, non-cash income tax charge.
That phrase, non-cash charge, can be a bit confusing. So, let's clarify, it means no actual money left Meta's bank account because of this specific item. It's an accounting adjustment, not a direct expenditure, reflecting a change in liability or tax law on paper.
The reason for this adjustment? It was the implementation of a new tax bill signed into law in July. Tax laws are complex, and when they change, companies often have to make adjustments to their financial statements to reflect these new regulations.
And this particular bill had a substantial impact, leading to this massive charge. When we say massive, we're talking about a staggering $15.9 billion. That single accounting entry was more than five times their reported net income for the quarter.
It's a number so large it fundamentally alters the perception of Meta's profitability for that period, even though, as we've stressed, it wasn't a cash outflow. It's an accounting consequence of a legislative act.
To truly understand Meta's operational performance during this quarter, it's crucial to look at what the numbers would have been without this charge. And Meta provided that context. Without the $15.9 billion charge, their net income would have actually increased by a healthy 19%, reaching $18.6 billion.
That counterfactual is so important. It demonstrates that beneath the headline-grabbing charge, Meta's core business operations were performing quite strongly, showing significant growth and profitability. It's like looking at a picture with a big smudge. The smudge is the tax charge, but if you wipe it away, you see a much clearer, positive image.
So, why does this distinction matter? It's critical to recognize that this $15.9 billion charge, while impactful on reported financials, doesn't reflect any deterioration in Meta's actual business operations, user engagement, or revenue generation. It's a consequence of regulatory and accounting shifts.
It's a one-off event dictated by legislative changes. It distorts the immediate picture but doesn't change the underlying engine of the company. But now, let's shift our focus to the future, because that's where the really big story lies.
Indeed. While the accounting event is significant for understanding the quarterly results, it's the forward-looking expense projections that truly signal Meta's strategic direction and its bold vision. The company isn't just managing current operations, it's making massive bets on what comes next.
This brings us to the core of Meta's future strategy, the AI investment engine. The company has clearly stated its expectation that total expenses will increase significantly in 2026. This isn't a vague prediction, it's a clear signal of a substantial ramp-up in their cost base.
And the primary driver behind this anticipated surge in expenses? It's unequivocally their ambitious and ever-growing artificial intelligence efforts. Meta sees AI not just as a feature, but as a foundational technology that will shape its future, from social media feeds to the metaverse.
To fuel these AI ambitions, Meta is committing to spending at what they describe as historic levels on data centers and other critical equipment. This is where the bulk of the future investment will flow.
Think of these data centers and the associated hardware as the digital factories and power plants of the AI era. They are the physical backbone required to process vast amounts of data, run complex algorithms, and train sophisticated AI models.
Without this robust infrastructure, the most advanced AI aspirations remain just that, aspirations. So, what exactly comprises this AI infrastructure?
It's a complex ecosystem of cutting-edge technology. At its core, you have incredibly powerful servers equipped with specialized processors, often GPUs, which are excellent for the parallel processing needed for AI tasks. Then there's the high-speed networking equipment connecting them.
And, of course, massive storage capacity for the enormous datasets AI models learn from. It's a high-tech, high-cost ecosystem that requires constant upgrades and expansion. The question then becomes, why such heavy investment?
The answer lies in the sheer demands of modern AI. Training complex models, like those that understand language or generate images, requires an almost unfathomable amount of computational power. It's like asking a single brain to learn an entire library in days.
Beyond training, running these AI applications at a global scale, serving billions of users simultaneously, demands a highly resilient and powerful infrastructure. Every recommendation, every AI response, relies on this underlying hardware.
And in the fiercely competitive AI landscape, staying ahead means having access to the latest, most powerful technology. Falling behind technologically means losing your competitive edge, and Meta is clearly determined not to let that happen.
This massive investment in AI infrastructure isn't just about improving today's features, it's about building the very foundation for future innovations. Think about the potential: more sophisticated AI, advanced metaverse experiences, AI-powered tools unlocking new creativity.
This infrastructure is the bedrock upon which these future possibilities will be built. It's a long-term play, a strategic commitment to owning the necessary hardware to power the next generation of digital experiences. It's tied directly to Meta's overarching goals.
This substantial investment is intrinsically linked to their broader vision. It's not an isolated expenditure, it's a fundamental enabler. This includes integrating more advanced AI across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp to enhance user experiences and improve content discovery.
And it's also about laying the groundwork for their ambitious metaverse initiatives, where sophisticated AI will be crucial for creating believable virtual environments, realistic avatars, and seamless interactions. Meta is betting AI will be the connective tissue for its entire ecosystem.
Essentially, from connecting people today to building the virtual worlds of tomorrow. And Meta is far from alone in this massive undertaking. The competitive landscape in AI is heating up significantly.
Absolutely. Companies like Google, Microsoft, and Amazon are all pouring billions into similar AI infrastructure investments. This creates a kind of technological arms race, where staying competitive requires continuous, substantial capital deployment.
It underscores the perceived importance and immense potential of AI, driving this widespread investment across the industry. But this aggressive push, while potentially rewarding, is inherently a double-edged sword, isn't it?
It truly is. On one hand, if Meta's AI initiatives succeed and unlock new revenue streams or significantly enhance their existing platforms, the returns could be enormous. They could solidify their position as a leader in the AI revolution.
On the other hand, there's the inherent risk of overspending or misjudging the market's adoption rate for AI-driven products and services. If these bets don't pay off, or the landscape shifts unexpectedly, Meta could be left with significant assets not generating sufficient returns.
This brings us back to the market reaction. Why did the shares drop? Beyond the confusion from the tax charge, the primary driver was likely investor apprehension about the sheer scale of future spending. The projected significant increase and historic levels of investment signal intense capital outlay.
Investors might be concerned about the timeline for seeing returns on these enormous investments, especially in such a rapidly evolving field. The uncertainty surrounding the ultimate success and profitability of these AI ventures in the near to medium term is a key factor.
To help us navigate these complex waters, we've seen commentary from industry experts. Bloomberg News senior technology reporter Kurt Wagner, for instance, has offered insights into these broader tech industry AI spending trends.
He's likely highlighting how Meta's strategy fits within a larger pattern, emphasizing the necessity of these investments for staying competitive and the potential long-term implications for the tech sector. His perspective often focuses on the technological underpinnings and competitive dynamics.
And then we hear from Brooke May, managing partner at Evans May Wealth. Her commentary typically provides the investor's perspective, weighing in on Meta's financial strategy and its implications for tech earnings. She likely addresses concerns about profitability and return on investment.
Her insights help bridge the gap between the company's strategic ambitions and the market's expectations for financial performance. Both these voices offer crucial lenses for understanding Meta's current situation.
So, to summarize this complex situation, we have a picture of substantial future investment driven by a bold AI strategy, somewhat clouded by a significant one-time accounting event. But what does this all mean for the average user and the future of technology?
For the everyday user interacting with Meta's platforms, the impact of this AI investment will likely be felt in subtle but significant ways. We can expect improved content recommendations across Facebook, Instagram, and Reels, making feeds more engaging and personalized.
AI-powered moderation and safety features are likely to become more sophisticated, helping combat misinformation and harmful content. We might also see new AI-driven tools emerge for creators and businesses, enabling them to produce content more efficiently or engage with audiences in novel ways.
And, of course, these investments are foundational elements that could power more immersive and interactive metaverse experiences as that vision continues to develop. It's about making the digital world smarter, more responsive, and perhaps, more useful.
Beyond the direct user experience, this massive push into AI infrastructure has broader economic implications. It fuels job creation, not just for AI researchers, but also for engineers, technicians, and construction workers needed for data centers.
It drives demand for specialized hardware components, impacting global supply chains and semiconductor manufacturers. And it intensifies the ongoing AI arms race, pushing innovation forward at an accelerated pace across the entire technology sector.
This level of investment has ripple effects that extend far beyond Meta's own balance sheet. Ultimately, Meta's current financial disclosures highlight a critical tension between their ambitious, long-term AI and metaverse goals and the immediate realities of financial reporting.
The company is making a massive, capital-intensive bet on the future, a future where AI is paramount. This requires significant upfront investment, which can create short-term financial noise, like the tax charge, and raise questions about immediate profitability.
The challenge for Meta is to balance this aggressive growth spending with the imperative of maintaining profitability and delivering value to shareholders. It's a delicate act of navigating the present while building for a future that, while promising, is still in its nascent stages.
This strategic gamble is a bold one. By investing heavily in AI infrastructure, Meta is positioning itself to be a leader in what many believe will be the next major technological paradigm shift. They're choosing to invest heavily now to secure a dominant position in the AI-driven economy of tomorrow.
The success of this strategy will depend on their ability to execute, to innovate, and to translate these massive infrastructure investments into tangible, valuable products and services that resonate with users and generate significant returns. It's a high-stakes game.
And the coming years will reveal whether Meta's massive bet on artificial intelligence pays off. As we wrap up this discussion, it's worth pausing to consider, how do you see AI changing your social media experience or your daily digital life in the next few years?
The investments Meta and others are making today are truly designed to shape that future. That's all the time we have for today's episode of Baga Media, Finance. Thanks for joining us.
We'll be back next time with more insights into the world of finance. Until then, stay informed and make smart decisions.